That's our intro.
Dropping lights everywhere.
Me?
Are you?
He is.
Oh.
All right.
I'm the goddess.
That's that. Shh. I can't say that.
It works.
What you the just R said?
Word. The R word.
Hi, we
what
are back.
About?
Oh my gosh!
I'm gonna bam before we even make
yes,
it.
Yes, we are back, you guys, and so we are actually on. It is, well, I'm sorry, it's actually Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
We're doing a free for all Friday.
Friday.
So the sisters are here.
Plus one
and plus one, and so tonight we, you know, Mr. Sippy's had some time off. So he's working tonight. Say hello to the world, Mr. Sippy.
Hello, world. Good to be back.
For the night.
For tonight. It might be my final debut.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, okay. All right. So we are here. So what are we doing? What are we doing?
We're introducing our food and drink first.
Okay. So let's introduce. What are you eating?
I am eating Kung Pao chicken. It's a great, I got the combo plate, so it's a lot of food, well seasoned, just the way I like it. And yes, we're eating Chinese food tonight.
Yep, and we're not scared.
I'm scared of Chinese food.
Right.
You can't do that.
So what are you eating, Mississippi?
I was eating orange chicken and rice.
Yummy. Was it rice fried? It was like pork
fried. It was
fried.
Yeah,
man.
So I think it was beef rice.
Pork fried rice.
Pork fried rice. Mm-hmm. And now I'm about to eat some poo-poo platter. With bits of the poo-poo
platter. What's in that poo-poo platter?
We have rib tips, fried chicken, egg rolls.
All right.
Chicken on a stick. I don't know what it's called. Chicken teriyaki.
I think that's beef on a stick, actually.
You're a brick?
I think so.
Some shrimp.
Shrimp
that's
toast. That's shrimp toast. Yeah. And Ashley, what you eating?
The butterfly shrimp. That's also in there.
Mm. Is it really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Butterfly
right
shrimp.
Yeah. Okay, so Ashley. Hello, everyone. My name is Ashley.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good evening. Bonsoir. Hey. Je m'appelle Ashley. Okay. So, yeah. So,
a French show.
I'm eating sesame chicken.
With a spoon.
With a spoon. Because, you know, I'm American, so I like to shovel the food in my mouth, and
nice.
I don't even like to taste
you
it.
You can shovel with a
I just want to chew it up and swallow it down my throat until I get full and just I'm just laying out like a little piglet.
In a food coma.
In a food coma. So, yeah, so that's what I'm eating. And then, of course, I'm sharing the poo-poo platter with Mr. Sippy over there. So, what are you drinking?
I am
tonight?
Drinking Bombay and tonic, actually.
Bombay.
What are you guys drinking?
Well, my personal bartender made me some Bombay and pineapple.
Yeah, orange pineapple.
Orange pineapple juice.
Yeah, on the rocks.
And I'd say it burns the tongue a little bit when it makes contact.
It does. I haven't had it yet.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Well, I too am drinking the same thing. Thanks for asking.
Well, you're supposed to say it.
I'm drinking the same thing. Orange and
pineapple orange.
Pineapple orange gin tonic.
Yeah. And it's a good meal. Feeling that one, huh?
Burns a little.
Mm-hmm. Feeling that one.
It burns a little. Just a little bit.
Yeah, Mississippi's a little lightweight.
Think about it, you're like, no, that drink is strong. It's like more so.
It's very strong.
Yeah.
It even melts the ice in.
They're hanging on for dear life.
How can a drink be cold and the ice is melting?
Because you guys are like, oh my gosh, you need to be strong enough. So, okay, I hooked you up this time.
I think probably the next 20 minutes, somebody's going to be laid out on the floor.
Sip is low.
Sip is low.
Mr. Sippy.
Yep.
You need a sippy cup.
If I go outside and start speaking Spanish and dancing,
You'll be right in the right place.
We have some loud neighbors, and they're playing their music so loud. You might hear it. That's when we're trying to play our music a little bit louder.
Ooh, you hear it.
But yeah,
let me cut it a little bit.
It burns in the breath.
Let me cut that a little bit.
I'm just burns the tongue.
I can cut it.
No, you need to cut it. No.
I can cut it for you.
Your drink is way too strong. You need to cut it. Okay, I'm good. I'll man up.
You sure? I can cut it. It's no worries.
I just crunch a little piece of ice. That's
he's going to man up as he drinks with the straw.
Because my hand coordination is not that great, so I need to use a straw. Because it's filled to the top.
It just looks better with a straw.
But it's sexy with a straw.
Mm-hmm, a male or female, it looks better with a straw.
Well, not when you got a stripe-colored straw.
Well, that's all. They're trying to cut me out of my straw. So
they are. What are we going to do? Start rolling leaves or something? Yeah. Some seaweed?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, do you need my straws? My straws.
I swallowed that wrong.
Give me my straw. I can swallow something wrong.
It kind of burn with.
Unless it's like.
You want to think about it before you swallow, it kind of burn back down.
I never thought that.
Sure, I can cut it for you. I'm I always good. Think before I swallow.
And I'm glad that you said that. That's awesome. Think before you swallow. That's the motto for tonight.
Okay. Yeah.
Think before you swallow.
Okay, so.
Okay.
Thinking, and it works. I didn't burn.
Okay. Wow.
So if you think about, you might want to cover your ears up.
Okay.
I learned this morning by accident.
Mm-hmm.
I had a little rumble in the jungle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that if you can't make it in time, if you sing a song, it will make you forget that you have to go.
What song did you sing?
No, I wasn't singing that.
Push it.
I was actually singing a Warren G and Nate Dogg song.
Mm. Oh my gosh, millennial.
It was a Nate Dogg and Warren G song. I can't remember what it was.
Mm.
But it helped me get through until the man unlocked the gate.
Okay.
So, once he let the gate open.
Who in the hell left it open?
I knocked him over. And I couldn't make up those stairs fast either.
What did you eat this morning?
Nothing.
You just had to go.
Yes, I went twice. Why am I talking about this?
World is listening.
But yeah, it happened. But sing a song. Yeah. If you can't, just sing a song.
Like a nursery rhyme?
Anything.
And it takes your mind off.
I think it takes your mind off. That's my thought.
I don't know if that's gonna work for me.
I'm not saying just the rest.
Some theme music.
You gotta be listening to it.
I mean,
how
far away were you from the point of
departure?
Right.
I was probably from here to the front door. But the front door outside by the steps.
Oh.
But I had to go up the steps too.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's steps.
You know
what I mean? Oh. Mm. I don't know if I'd have made that.
I made it.
I always had to take one for the team.
Yeah, and that's when I left my phone and I kind of disrobed in the middle of the hallway.
You're trying to be ready. You're trying to be ready. I got
it.
You.
Was only two people there. It was me and the guy that unlocked the building. So like, I took off my hoodie. I just put my phone down.
I've done that before too.
Yeah, I was like, I'm gonna be like, ready. In the bathroom with me.
Right. So when I sit
down, where'd you leave it?
In the hallway. It's a little can. It's the printer right on the floor. There. It's a printer that's there in the hallway.
Mine would have been on the floor.
And as I was thinking, that's when you called. So my phone is just blasting throughout the building.
So everybody knows.
Yeah. So.
What did I call to ask you? I don't even remember.
You called me this morning. You said, I didn't know that you made it. You made it, but you didn't call or something. Just seeing if you are okay or something.
Oh, yeah, because I thought you fell out somewhere. You probably gonna fall out.
I was about to.
With
because I was about to go behind one of those dumpsters.
Mm. Yeah.
I was about to go hood.
I'm done. I'm finished.
I'm sorry.
Why am I feeling my buzz already, y'all?
I don't know.
Because we're hungry.
I feel it already.
Yeah. You see hungry. My eyes?
I'm hungry. It had to be. But I had some chicken, some like boneless wings.
Three. And I was like, it what? Which I? Before
three. Yeah, yeah, so that's mm-hmm. been burned off.
Right.
Okay, so tonight.
Back on track.
But thanks
thank
for
you.
Sharing. Thank
you
like
for
that.
Sharing.
We learned you that. Welcome. We learned that. Sing a song.
Sing a song.
Sing a song. And it'll delay.
You have to sing a song that you're into.
Song.
Sing a song that gets you into. You want to sing.
Sing a song.
It'll delay.
Yeah, it'll delay because it'll get all those thoughts out.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
I've been down before.
Okay.
You know, all that stuff. You know, get
something
it,
nice, just, though. Something good.
No, you got to sing your own song. You gotta be something nice. If you
no, not mellow, like maybe mellow, like meditation, like.
You gotta have a little roughness to it. You wanna murder, be able to
she wrote.
Get it out your head. So you
murder,
to
she wrote. Murder, she wrote.
And that's what's gonna happen if you don't make it.
It will be murder. They call it murder.
Right. Can I?
Out in the street. They call it murder.
You just got to work. I gotta go back home.
Yeah.
What you gonna be going for? Well, murder, she wrote. In the mud,
and not that nice little lady, Angela Lansbury.
No.
I can't even do that crazy no,
music. Music. I never played
that. And they on the typewriter.
Yeah, I never watched that show. Like when I see it come on, I'm changed.
That, that was a Glenn's favorite
show. All people like that.
I liked it.
Yep. All people like that.
No,
though.
Our uncle liked that. He loved
I,
that.
I was,
oh,
and Angela Lansbury.
Yeah.
Never what? How unlikely is that old lady? I'm not an ageist. How unlikely is it that she solved all the murders by herself?
Because she was nosy
and she didn't get cut.
Matlock did too.
Have you seen one recently?
And she didn't get cut.
The Lansbury show.
Mm-mm.
Oh, she's very nosy.
Oh, that's
she's
what.
What you doing with all this stuff in your house?
So she backyard Becky.
Yeah, she's looking at people's windows.
She backyard Becky. Yeah, that's what I said. How she do all that without
she's
getting lost. Cut?
Yeah,
well, back lost. Then they didn't cut.
Yeah.
Yeah, they left the doors and windows open.
Lay down.
You got help.
But Matlock, I still watch Matlock.
Oh, see, I can't do that one either.
I'll watch In the Heat of the Night. I can watch that. I will do show after show after show.
Nah, I can't do show after show. If there's nothing else on, I watch it.
I can binge watch Texas Walker Ranger.
I
love him.
You know, they filmed that on my street. When I used to be married, they filmed the episode on my street.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he come down this truck?
I didn't see him, but did you see what was the brown one's name?
I don't know.
Chevette.
Yeah. The football player.
Why you know his name?
We watching that one.
Oh, no. No.
And then the later ones, Mia Peoples was on it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, they would call him the N-word, and then he'd be like, what? And then he would really do his karate.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
I don't know how they move them. They quickly in them tight jeans.
Oh, man!
Yeah,
they had real
skinny jeans.
Yeah,
built skinny with cowboy boots.
With the cowboy belt, mm-hmm. too. How you feel?
That big old belt.
Belt.
Right, when I bend over, it's me. That me. Like, what you doing?
Spikes on the back of your
right.
heels.
Spurs.
Really?
Spurs.
How you drive your car with that? You drive your Corvette. Trevette was driving a Corvette with spikes on the back of his.
Spurs, baby.
Oh,
Spurs.
I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
Why?
You know, God, he puts his foot
Trevette
to the side.
Drive a Corvette with spurs on his foot.
He puts his foot to the side
like
lift
your foot
off. And he slipped off.
My,
you didn't
I
do that.
Not. That's what your dad does. Your dad got a big foot.
Uh-huh. Our dad wears like size 13,
mm-hmm.
size 14. Somewhere.
Yeah.
But some kind of way, his foot always slips off the gas pedal.
You hear it when he
like,
does
how?
It? You hear,
oh yeah, that click. Okay.
Yeah, like,
I heard
still,
that.
Oh, my foot slipped
all that foot.
Like,
you got all that foot. And it's
all
off.
That foot. Wow.
How was that?
That's you know what? I catch my foot doing that too sometimes.
You got all that little foot and it's still slipping off the big
toe. Right,
come on.
Yes.
You might have to meet somewhere.
Little foot. Like
little foot. They said I'd never go walking.
I feel
like
I got dreams. If y'all don't know, we're quoting Don't Be a Menace in South Central.
No, don't be a menace while
drinking your juice in the hood. Wait, no, don't be a menace to while South drinking, Central while drinking your juice in the hood.
Is it South Central in there?
I think South Central is in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got a gin and juice in the hood.
Yeah, don't be a menace to South Central while drinking your gin and juice in the hood. Yeah, wow, that's a long title.
A, if you haven't seen it, it's a Wayans Brothers film. So
very funny.
The ones that did In Living Color.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, we are
white,
right?
Girls.
White chicks.
White chicks. Oh. White girls. That good stuff.
Oh wow,
you're
that white girl. She had to whisper it.
Like no one heard.
Like no one heard that. No one heard
it. You said it, yeah. But you thought it.
Girl, you can see we watch way too much TV. Way too much TV.
I don't know how we transferred. Right.
I know.
Transition like six times.
Because a little foot.
Alcohol is a hell of a drug. That's why.
Transition.
I'm gonna
awesome.
Eat some pancakes after this. So what are we talking about? Oh, our crazy week. So
I guess we need to talk coronavirus. I guess we need to address
that's part of the crazy week, right?
Oh, yeah.
So we are kind of in the field of education.
Y'all.
I'm trying to exit. And
we in there. We're in the trenches.
Yeah, we are. We're doing belly crawls.
We're
crawling like that guy on Home Alone. Please go back to your room.
Oh, yeah.
G.I. Joe in it.
Oh, my gosh. A real American hero. So, this week has been really crazy for us, you know, since the spread of the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
The COVID, was it COVID-29?
COVID-19.
Not 29.
Oh, 19.
It's on 19.
Yeah, don't rush it.
Okay,
don't
give
it no more power than
it. Yeah, so.
Why 19?
Come on.
It's a fresh young age, I guess.
Maybe that's the 19th deadly virus that we had.
Yeah.
I mean, all the MRSAs and the other SARS. Yeah.
Plague.
Yeah, we're battling
the bubonic plague. No, that was from just being nasty.
Rats
fighting
does
people.
Does it not still
and,
count?
And fecal matter
surfaces every now and then.
People are washing their hands. I can't stand it, right? Even before this virus thing, you see people
in the bathroom.
I'm not seeing people in the bathroom. You see people just.
Oh, just coming out,
and not even covering their mouth. You know, like I hate that. Mm. And then I have to like pass by them. I like hold my breath.
Yeah, me too. I wish it was legal to like Lysol them, just spray them with Lysol. But you don't learn then.
You know, like when I was pregnant, with my first, that I was working with this coworker. Oh my gosh, he was so nasty.
Mm-hmm.
He was at the copier and he was just like coughing. Like, and he was sick. And I'm like, hey dude, I'm pregnant. Come on.
Yeah.
You know, stop doing that.
Yeah.
And he didn't say anything. And you know, I ended up getting sick because we were in a room.
I would have left.
We're in a room.
Mm-mm.
And I'm like, come on. He's nasty, just coughing. He's up. Just sniffing and doing all that.
And if you're sick, stay home. How about that?
I know.
Stay home.
I know. Uh-huh. But I mean, especially around someone that's carrying another life inside. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my gosh. So,
no respect.
Some people don't care.
No respect for that's pregnant women.
Shame on them.
Shame on.
Shoot them in the face.
They don't care. Oh, okay. Wow. They don't care.
Well, he's pretty much done anyway. So. Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway. This week, so we learned that they're shutting down the majority of the school districts in the DMV area.
That's a clap.
Let's do it.
Because they're protecting us.
It's real low. Let me turn it off.
Yes.
There it is.
There it is.
Good job. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, you can't even play them at the same time.
It's all for safety.
What?
Our sound effects are a little slow, but we applaud you for the
pool
closure.
Yeah, because we don't really want to catch the virus. We want everybody to stay at home.
Right.
Not because we're educators and we get 2 weeks off, but for safety reasons.
For safety. It's all for the kids. Right. It's all for, and for the older teachers that are 50 plus.
That's right. What they said.
Because there are a lot of teachers that are older.
That, and that is
like,
right.
Including our parents.
Right. Yeah,
that's right.
Because our parents still teach, and they're older. They're of age.
So mom's school closed too, right?
See, I don't know.
I have heard.
It should have, but dad's school closed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's for safety reasons.
Yes.
I mean, we won't enjoy it. It will be painfully...
It hurts on the inside.
It will hurt, you know.
It hurts on the inside.
It will bruise on the inside.
Y'all getting paid on them days?
Unfortunately, yes. We're
okay, then you ain't going to be hurt.
But what about the people that are off for 2 weeks that won't get paid? What about them?
Like substitute those teachers don't get paid.
That, yeah. They work for
and time. And not like security people. They're not going to get paid either, right?
Yeah. No, they're not getting paid.
So what about that?
The janitors.
In that case,
the janitors are gonna be there because they gotta be doing
the
cleaning.
They gotta help clean. Yeah. But what about like the aides and stuff?
They should get paid.
They don't. They for when they do spring break, they have to take like sick leave out to pay
not,
for that
not where I used
or
to
something
work.
Like that. I don't even think they get paid for the summer.
Yeah, they do.
They get money taken out of their check. Well, I know they don't. I don't think they do in D.C. I think they do.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Because none of the parents were complaining.
But the other people, they won't get paid. They won't get a paycheck. Could you imagine not getting a paycheck?
Yeah.
I mean, how's that gonna be? Are your ankles strong enough to get out there and dance?
Probably not. But you should say that. Yeah, it's going to be tough. So they were saying that they're going to make it easier for people to get unemployment from what I understand.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then, like, they always tell you, stay home when you're sick.
Yeah.
But then when you call in, it's a problem.
Yeah.
Nobody's job, I can't even speak right now. No one's job actually wants you to stay home.
Right.
They want you to come in sick.
They
want to
see your face. But then when you get there coughing and sneezing, they're like,
you need to go home.
Sometimes
they'll go right in your boss's face and sneeze in their desk.
Sneeze in their coffee.
That's a lot what they want.
I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. No. No, I got it.
They don't care.
Do that in their face. I bet you they'll
That's
be like,
the problem with the American system. Because... And it feels like they don't care about their workers, about their employees.
We value money more. We put money over.
Now, what are they talking about?
Health and wellness, right?
They're only talking about the economy. It's failing. It's doing this. But what is it doing to us?
Right.
Like, I don't feel that right now.
Money, so the people that's helping
run. Yeah. Right.
Because without the people, there's no economy.
Right.
If we're sick and quarantined, we're not spending money.
Nope.
We're not buying houses.
No.
What?
Not buying drinks.
We're not buying houses.
Not buying houses. So.
And if you happen to be in the Maryland area,
Maryland or Virginia.
Or Virginia, Kimberly can show you a house.
Yep, I can help you. I specialize in first-time home buyers.
So there we go.
If you need any assistance, I'm here for you and get you on the right path and we can develop a strategy, okay?
But until then.
Yeah.
Shipping for dollars.
Wow.
Wait.
Jerking for change. I said jerking.
Off the $2.95. Yeah. Free hand job.
Just throw the money. Don't even stop.
They're not free.
Just throw a quarter.
Throw silver dollars. Those gold. Yeah, throw those. Now keep your quarters. Keep quarters, baby. Keep quarters.
Yeah,
I might have a little basket, though.
Like a fair, like a toll.
It'll
turn green.
You don't even have to
that's enough. Okay,
park a little bit. Park a little bit. And just toss it in. Keep it moving. Just a little visual activity for you, baby. You ain't even got to stop. I don't want to delay you. I'm gonna have to hit this corner. Get you through that traffic.
You're gonna come back around that corner for $50 in quarters. In quarters.
I'll take it right to Walmart, that little thing where you put in the money.
The coin, mm-hmm. the coin thing.
Yep. I ain't got no
coin
shame.
Stars.
They take a percentage of it though.
Yeah, yeah, really? Uh huh. Yeah. Then I'll go to the bank and get those papers.
You don't get exact money.
Really?
Yeah, they take money.
I didn't know that. I've mm-hmm. never put.
You take a percentage. Of
I it. Went actually went to the bank and got the little quarters to roll. You know, I mean,
probably
the paper.
Stop doing that.
The paper.
Taking it back to the bank.
Or you they'll give you the roll, the paper. I roll it myself.
I used to do that when I was young. My grandma used to put. Get the little packets of paper. Mm-hmm. Like to pack those pennies in there. Pennies. Some kind of pen.
It was hard. It'd be like straight. Yeah.
Right. Cool. Going back
yeah.
out.
So difficult. Yeah.
My dad had the ice cream truck.
Yeah.
He had to do that.
Yeah.
When I was a cashier, I loved breaking them though.
Yeah.
Well, that's the easy part.
Yeah.
I love breaking them back in there.
Make them on the side.
Yeah.
Back in the book.
The mini jobs.
I know about the cashier world.
Cashier world.
Oh yeah. Casino person.
Casino.
No.
The largest amount of money I ever held mm-hmm. was probably like $12 million.
Really? What? At one time? In one day?
Yeah. At one customer.
What, no. I'm just saying.
To go in the register, right?
I did my register because I was the main banker.
So you had to distribute that, right? Okay.
Wow.
$12 million? Wow.
That's like coins and paper
money. It's still $12 million. It's still equal $12 million. Wow. If it ain't making no dollars.
Even how many times I thought about grabbing a bag.
Making a run for it.
It's a camera right there.
You want to make a run for it?
Where can I go? Where can I park?
He's trying to do
car?
Some Ocean's 11.
I'm about to enlist some people. I'm like, what can I do? Because that old lady, she's been here about 30 years.
So she knows. She knows everything.
She can get past her. Yeah. You know, you can knock her down. She all right. You know, everybody in that cave was old.
Really?
Yeah, I was probably like the youngest
person there. Wow, you said 12 million.
You and the girl, Yolanda. And
oh, Yolanda. Oh, yeah. Yolanda and Sarah.
12 yeah. mil. What did it feel like? Did it surge? Did it surge?
It was like, everything was like, what could possibly, what you could do with this?
Money? Right. All the possibilities run through your mind, right?
House, you can pay off this. And mm-hmm. You can be debt free. Mm. And go then, somewhere in this chair.
Everybody you know would be debt free. Uh-huh. And grandma. Uh-huh. Yeah, well, your grandma.
That's it.
That's her. Yeah, that's her.
That's it.
That's it.
That's all right.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's
everybody it. Else ain't gotta know.
Right?
You're like, hey,
she
know,
wouldn't
she
know. She just had that bank money. It would show up in her account. She's right. Like, oh,
no,
baby.
No, not in her account. No.
No.
Because other people have access to it. Oh, no.
So how would you do it? What would you do?
This is the same.
Okay. Or like get like what's
that sign up for?
Get like I know what you're saying. Get like how in Vegas how they have
oh,
the
what? She stay with you?
You like
no the mother-in-law suite. You know how they have it out there in
Las Vegas
where she had her own little
yeah.
You even gotta see it.
But they would always find their way.
Yeah, just because they come, they don't mean they know what I got in my bank account.
No, I'm talking about her finding her way.
She got her own kitchen suite.
That's like trying to keep mom
away from the bedroom. Like she's gonna find a way.
And then she's gonna be knocking.
Hi, what are you doing?
Naked.
Food get cold.
Naked.
You need to put your clothes on.
I don't know. She came in and just bust the door open.
Oh, no, it's
I
know.
I'm like, I dove behind
it. he did a football stance.
Booty cheeks and everything.
Yeah, she just like walked in on it.
She didn't even knock.
And she done that more than once.
That could have been being intimate.
Like, one time he just dropped to the floor. like, he did a football.
Oh, my goodness. But it was horrible. It wasn't a good thing. But that's a lot of money. Thought about it. Passed on it.
Of course.
Thought about the consequences.
Yeah.
The consequences I weighed.
Jail time.
Like, no, I'm not going to jail for this. Like, you.
Seriously?
This is
not
happening. You're going through the change, I suppose.
I'm going through the change.
Emily's having hot flashes.
It's been bad this week. I don't know what it is.
The weather's bad. So anyway, about the coronavirus.
Like a, what's the uptown girl?
What?
like off the shoulder. It's the Uptown Girl. Oh, like, where
oh
are we?
No, that's
where are we?
Flash. What did you say?
Uptown Girl.
Timmy Tate's boy. Timmy Tate's boy on a Saturday night.
Oh my gosh. After off the shoulder, just need some water.
Throw some water on. Saturday night, looking for something to do.
Wow.
And I look over there and I see what you are. Oh, Kevin, Flash have mercy dead. On you.
Flash Dance. You talking about Flash? Yeah, you said Uptown Girl. Flash Dance. Yeah. Oh my God. I didn't know until you started singing the song, which was.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. We remade it.
I see.
And not for the better. And not for the better.
It's that 2020.
It's that what are you doing to
I'm
that
trying
thing?
To get my fan to work so I can.
You had to get some more batteries?
Yep.
Had to take them out of one thing?
No, I got me some.
Why'd you have Ethan do it?
Let's no, I had to tape it. I broke the screw because it wouldn't come loose. So
let Ethan do it.
No, you broke the screw because it wouldn't come loose.
Yeah.
I need a screwdriver.
I was prying it. Y'all not listening to me. I was prying it and it broke. So I had to tape it. Y'all not understand it. My suffering, my pain.
Okay, so now let's get back on track.
Okay.
So the virus. So basically in the US, mm-hmm. I see them using this as like a political thing.
Okay.
You know, and oh, there you go. Got the little back open.
But I just bought this thing. Monday the battery shouldn't be defunct at this point.
How long has it been sitting on the shelf?
Well, I bought the batteries. When I bought it was empty. Okay. So this shouldn't be doing this. So I'm a little perturbed.
Just the battery.
So excuse me, I'm talking.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, talking about batteries.
Cause you know if you leave batteries on the shelf, the battery can die a little bit, you know.
So woo! Okay, if you hear that
vibrate,
if you hear that buzzing,
right.
If you hear that buzzing noise,
that's not what's going on.
It's a mini fan.
That's yeah. She's having a hot flash right now.
Oh, amply named from the show, from the movie.
Hot flash, flash dance,
flash dance. So just pull hot a lever down.
I said, to throw some
she's
water.
She's a maniac, maniac.
She got her Beyonce
off
fan.
The floor. Look, yeah, yeah. It don't blow enough to blow my hair.
Like she's never danced before.
I think we got you off topic.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, like I was saying, I think
our fault is it.
I think it's political too. They're trying to use it that way.
So you think it's as serious as there?
I think it is very serious because, like, I mean, not to the point where people won't recover. Some people will recover.
Right. The elderly need to be
more protected.
I'm the poster child. Yeah. I did have pneumonia. Everybody around me seems to think I had corona. I had the mildest case of pneumonia, actually, the last of January, early February, and I was down for 8 days. I was very weak, very tired, very winded. What else? When I would stand up, I'd feel dizzy. What else? I had a cough. I had a bad cough.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the doctor, and they gave me fluids. I stopped by Subway first, got me a sandwich because I didn't know how long I was going to be in the hospital. So I got me a sandwich first. So I must not have been
sick self was able to go to Subway. I'm going to get that. I mean,
I wanted to eat fresh.
Yeah, because I didn't know how long they were going to keep me. So I said, let me get a sandwich. Yeah, so I had my Subway sandwich and I went on into the hospital and they gave me IV fluids and they gave me a prescription for antibiotics and I filled it right there at Kaiser. KP. So, yeah. And I was down for 8 days. I was down for 8 days.
And you're still kind of recovering.
No, I just have, like, I feel like when I go into cold from, when I go from like a cold temperature to a hot.
You've been scarred.
Oh God. And that's another thing. You know, if you feel like you're going to die and you're down and out, no, you have to think positive. You have to know God is in control of your life. And you think positive and you're going to get better. That's
I know, because I tried on a corset one day and I was home alone and I felt real dizzy. Mm. And I said, I will not die alone. I ripped off my corset and I was able to breathe.
Yeah.
You only do it.
We
The human spirit is something else.
That style alone in his apartment complex.
I'm saying that to say,
a lady
I hear all these
the
people
bed.
Like with the gloom and doom
stories.
With
a corset on.
Yeah. Like, is that how she went out?
All the other things she could have died from.
She could have hit her head on a pipe or
anything.
Something.
She didn't have no
boobies look good, though.
She didn't have no
boobies.
Her waist is set. Her waist is set. But she laying out on this floor.
Paramedics coming in like, dang, she died of that? But nice boobs, though.
Right. The rack is good.
Lucky her.
Lucky widower.
He ain't even get a chance to see him.
Let's take this picture real quick.
They call him beside you.
Sit up.
Let's sit up. Put your head to the side.
But you looking like a corpse all the while. That ain't right.
So you were saying
think positive, you know, and what I don't like about it is they're not telling people how to combat it. Tell people to get plenty of rest. Resting your body is so important.
Rest is important.
Eat some healthy stuff. If you've been eating nachos and hot Cheetos for breakfast, how about we refrain from that? Get you some vitamin C, whatever, you know.
Emergency.
Make you some ginger tea. Google things.
Immune system.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you. Google whatever foods, you know, that are within reach. Don't Google nothing that's in a remote
some mountain.
Some stuff you can't get.
Extract.
Like a Himalayan tree.
Semen snake oil.
Yeah. It grows on the side of a mountain 2 times a year. Don't do that. Get something you can get from Walmart, Whole Foods,
some Smurf though.
The unicorn.
You need to get Smurf berries.
Unicorn fur from their main
ball.
From the female unicorn in heat on Tuesdays. Don't do that. Between 8 and 3:15. You know,
The third Tuesday,
right?
When the moon
is hanging just this, don't do that. Get you something easy. Go to Whole Foods in any store you can find.
CVS.
Well, it's probably like a grocery. Something, you know. Drink you some ginseng.
They have orange juice there.
Oh, there you go.
Ginseng. You know, get you some fruit. Like not so much juice with so much sugar. Get you some like grapefruit, oranges. Anything with vitamin C that's
fiber.
Start your immune system. And that's what I'm not happy with. They're not telling people exactly how to just slather, just wash your hands. Well, it takes a little more than that. You're going to have to, if you're coming in contact with it, breathing it, I'm not a doctor, I'm not an expert, but if you're breathing it, your body needs to like be able to deflect those germs. That's all I'm saying. Kimberly's not a doctor, but I do like herbs and I believe in their power. And I do believe that God has put everything on this earth to heal us.
Like weeds.
Just my thoughts.
Marijuana too?
The more you know.
That's not healing you.
Marijuana.
I mean like the rainforest, like those, you know, those little herbs that we haven't thought of and stuff. Some of that stuff cures cancer.
Like cilantro.
No, probably not. But probably not. Maybe not.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something I don't know, but it's there. Okay.
And this has been attended.
That's my favorite.
You're holistic.
I should be a doctor. As long as I stayed in college, I should. Yeah.
No, I should be the doctor. I've been in this since
1994.
Oh. Like 8 children. 1994 to when? 2020.
I'm real positive, but you know what?
At some point,
I'm real positive on things. You just need to be like, you know what, a dream deferred.
Like, you know what, bro?
this dream deferred is a dream denied.
I'm about to take this L right here.
Consolidate all of those and defer them.
What you gonna get if you put all the classes together? What kind of degree would that render you?
You know, if they could do that, that would be awesome.
Put them all together.
That'd be awesome. Just put them all together.
You got a master.
I'll take an honorary.
A PH master. PH master. There you go.
A pastor.
I'm a pastor.
A pastor degree. Yes, I'm a pastor.
Like, ma'am? So you went to seminary?
No. It will catch on, though. Like 20 years from now, I got a pastor degree. Either I pass at a church or the other pastor.
The other pastor. Oh, okay. So that term was coined by Kimberly Ashley and Johan in Mississippi.
I want my credit.
Friday at what time?
8:42
Yeah.
So see what happens when you get quarantined. We put mine together.
That's what happens. We're making it work. Great minds.
Is that what it is?
So it feels like we're on lockdown though.
You know? I don't. And I'm not gonna, I mean, yeah, from making money, but I'm not gonna let that. I'm really not.
But this you can't live in fear.
Yeah.
You can't.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, AIDS was a big thing too back in the day.
Yeah.
So it was crack.
If you spit on me, I'm going to get AIDS, right? People used to think that.
If you smell crack, you're addicted to it. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. You might crack, it's something that you can't avoid.
Does it? I never smelt it.
Oh.
I smelled something.
Mr. Sippy, remember when we were at the Plunge in Hayward, California? And we were like, the kids, we were with the boys, and they were playing at the playground, and then they were like going up a hill, and then we started smelling this horrible smell at the Plunge.
The Hayward Plunge.
And it was like some people standing over there by some bushes.
We walk in the park.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't tell me they were smoking crack.
They
were smoking crack.
Or some boo-boo on fire. I heard it smelled like boo-boo on fire. It smelled like.
Why would you want to ingest something that smells like that?
It smells so horrible.
I was getting off work one night in California. When I was working at the night school. I teach at the night school.
Yeah.
And whatever city that was, Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. And so I stopped by the store, this little dollar store, and like, because I got a high truck, you know, so there's a guy in the car. I got the car. Mm-hmm. He had the little pipe with the
bottle. And that wasn't.
He blew it out. Like,
and that wasn't no, like.
I'm like, that ain't.
That wasn't
that
was like
either,
a bomb.
It was either meth or crack.
That's not a vape.
No, that wasn't a vape pen. He had a glass. It wasn't that other stuff. Torch.
What are you smoking? The flavored.
That's a hookah.
It
was a
hookah.
No.
Nobody
walk around with a hookah.
Middle East, right?
Horrible smell.
So it was a little pipe. Oh my God. And you could smell it through the window.
I got out the truck.
He had the window
up. He was down. He was on the passenger seat. Mm-hmm. He just lit it up right there in front of the store.
That's so sad. It's sad to be
addicted to something you can't control.
Yeah.
And you know, I know how that feels. Well, I'm addicted to like sweet food, you know, food. Yeah. You know, food can be an addiction.
Mm-hmm. Hot chocolate.
Okay. Yeah, anything that you can't control can be. So, it's hard when something, sometimes we can't sympathize with people that have those issues. But, you know, when you have something you're trying to kick, you're like, dang, what if this was drugs?
Like, I heard about people chewing soap.
Yeah, and baking soda too.
Yeah. I know.
Sometimes cornstarch.
You know, I can sympathize with those people.
Just saying.
Sometimes you need to meet up and just talk about it.
Talk about it.
Over food, have drinks about it. Let the people know how they feel.
Right.
If you're out there, call us in and let us know how you feel.
Let us know.
Don't hide behind the curtains anymore. Set yourself free.
What are you addicted to? We're here to. Let us know.
What's your addiction?
We might not be able to help you, but we're going to listen.
Yeah, we're going to listen.
We're going to listen. I'm not qualified to help you.
I'm addicted to air. I love breathing.
Some people like sniffing toes.
Can't live.
Can't
live without it.
Who in the heck does that?
People want some foot fetishes.
Mm. I know that's what people that like to look at it.
Clean toes or dirty toes?
Smell it?
Dirty toes after being in socks for hours.
Well, there are some dudes out there, women out there that love drawing.
I got pictures of my toes. If anybody's out there.
Well, now they know who you are.
No, they don't. It's a whole different. I got pictures of my toes.
Look at them toes.
Bird feet. Okay, I got pictures of my little claws. Some talons.
Looking like I'm about to snatch a salmon.